This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizzler, best man in the Bizzler. Boom, boom, Matty Leach got an old man's game coming tonight. Uh-oh. That's
the playoffs, baby. It's time.
Playoffs.
It's time. Let's playoffs. Go. Oh, yeah. It's time, J-Mo.
I hope you ain't going against that former pro that was shooting lights out the other time.
No, Paul Davis, but I'm pretty sure I got Rocket Watts' little brother that we're going with. He's like eight inches taller than Rocket is. But, hey. It's all right, man. We just step up and we play who's in front of us, J-Mo. That's what we got to do.
Hey, that's what I want to hear from you, Matt. 734-988-1050. What's up, Danny? How you doing?
Hey, Jamie. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. The Hitman.
Good to hear from you, my friend.
Oh, it's always good to be heard from and always good to talk to you guys. I got to tell you, I just want to make a comment about the NBA draft and the Pistons. You've got to love my boy Troy Weaver and Rob Murphy, you know, Syracuse, you know, former assistant.
Send those Boeheims our way.
And they took Buddy Boeheim coming to the Motor City. I can't wait for Buddy Boeheim. To be shooting threes, Buddy Buckets coming to Detroit. I'm almost gonna
need
have to
some
be,
three
gonna
point
to
shooting, and he's got a lot of it.
Yes, he does, Buddy Buckets. I know he'll be starting out in the G League, but he'll be coming. We'll be seeing him at Little Caesars at some point when the Pistons need a little Buddy Buckets infusion. So, but I'm excited. I think that, you know, everybody's talking about what a great draft that the Pistons had. And, you know, it almost makes me want to put my Knick gear away because I don't know what the Knicks did in the draft. It was just awful how
they helped us out. That's what they did.
Themselves. Oh, my God. I mean, everybody in that Knicks front office should be fired for not getting – the players that we could have gotten.
It's not over yet. You still got Kyrie coming. Kyrie's coming, brother.
Nah. He's heading back out to Eddie to hang out with the West Coast.
He's not coming to the Knicks. And the other thing is we got that kid from Duke. That guard from Duke is coming. But, I mean, it's just whatever. It's not easy being a New York sports fan or being a New York Knicks fan right now. But what did I want to say is let's talk about something happier, Michigan football. You know, I got to tell you something. Philly, the universe is really weird out there because everything that Philly E said – I was thinking about before he even got on the line. I even pulled up the defensive line roster on MGo Blue because I wanted to sound somewhat intelligent of what I wanted to talk about. And the defensive line has a special spot for me because I went to college with George Rooks' dad at Syracuse. He was with me at Syracuse. Not only was he a great guy, he was a great player on the field. He was a great guy off the field, and I got to know him well. So I wish nothing but great success for his son at Michigan. But I got to tell you, I think talking about the defensive line, I think the new defensive line coach, and I know Sean Noah left. Who's our new defensive line coach? I couldn't find him.
Mike Elston.
And where did he come from?
He came in from Notre Dame. He was one of their big defensive recruiters that they had as well too. So he's kind of
their defensive line coach and co-defensive coordinator and former Michigan linebacker.
Assistant head coach.
Right. So
that's what he was.
Yeah, so he's going to be, with us? Is he going to be our calling the defense for us this year?
No. He's going to be the recruiting coordinator. He's the recruiting coordinator and the defensive line coach.
And who's our defensive
mentor.
Coordinator?
Mentor.
Jesse Mentor.
So those two guys, sorry, I knew all this. Those two guys are going to have to really do a heck of a job, you know, because as I noticed, you can't keep defensive linemen on the field too long. So the rotation and bringing up these, you know, fresh sophomores and juniors is really going to happen. And, you know, I really, you know, what scares me on the defensive line is, you know, when I look at, Upshaw and McGregor and Mike Morris. I mean, they really didn't do a hell of a lot last year, and I know it was because we got such great play from Ojabo and Aiden Hutchinson, but they really this year, and I think it has to do with what kind of schemes we do, defensive schemes, is really going to dictate how the defensive line plays. So I put a lot of it, you know, maybe do it in a percentage wise. I put it maybe 70-30 on the 70% on the players, 30% on the coaches, or maybe better yet, go 60-40 players, coaches. What do you think?
I agree with you. There's some guys that have got to step up and different things like that. And you're right. But I think everybody knows what they have to do now. Danny, I don't think that defensive line is the one that sticks out like a sore thumb, because you lost two All-Americans and a guy in Chris Hinton, who was a major contributor on that offense, on that defensive line.
It's very exciting. And now we're going into the doldrums of summer, which is now that hockey's over. So now we just sit and wait. We got nothing to root for. The Tigers are horrible. It's just, this is the worst time of year for people like me who are addicted to everything that has to do with college athletics and professional sports, starting with, the NFL kicking off again and the end of the baseball season. But thank God I'll be able to root on the Mets. At least the Mets are doing something, but the Braves are not far behind. They scare me, the Braves, coming down the stretch this season. So I guess that's what I'll be rooting for until we start getting into fall camp. And happy birthday to your daughter, Kendall. And I hope you – when are you going on vacation, Jamie?
Going on vacation on Wednesday. Start vacation on Wednesday. So we got one more day, Danny. So, hey, call in.
Okay. Well, listen, have a great vacation, and hopefully I'll be on the phone tomorrow again, and take care, everybody, and go Blue.
Drive safe, Danny. Talk to you later. 734-988-1050. Let's go to him. He's called. He says the lines are busy, but he finally got through.
You're talking about Ken and Lansing, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I'm sorry. Hey, Ken and Lansing, what's up?
Man, I don't even get a professional announcement like Aaron from South Kakalaki.
Okay, hold on. Wish I had the Chicago Bulls music. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the M Zone, the premier show, proudly welcome to the airwaves the man, the myth, the legend. He's got a right hook for a Buckeye, and he's got a left for a Spartan. He is the man from Lansing. He dominates in enemy territory. He is Ken from Lansing.
That's what I'm talking about, Biz. And you're right. I'm actually left-handed, so that left-handed's for the Buckeye, and that right's for the Spartan.
Oh, okay. I'll jot that down in the next time when I introduce you.
Keep the priority straight. I like it, Ken.
I'll make sure I jot that down.
Yeah, I appreciate that love, fellas. But what a beautiful day we have. I've been watching my pit bull get entertained by the sparrows on my birdhouse and on my feeder, and he's just running around it, watching them land and go off. He's having a good time, and so am I. But What a beautiful day we got, you know. Just listening to the great conversation. And I got, before I forget what I wanted to talk about too, when I was watching Saturday, I don't know if you guys have watched any professional rugby in the last few years, but I have not. And I was bored flipping through the channels a little bit Saturday, and I popped up on a rugby match between Seattle and New York. And I'm going to tell you what, fellas, you got to have brass balls to be a rugby player. That's all there is to that.
To say the least, they do a lot of the things that the football players do, but do it without the pads on. But yeah, anybody, I'm trying to think, there was rugby sevens, or there was one Olympics that I got into rugby. And you're right, man. It, number one, it is violent. But number two, man, it is entertaining. Like you said, you've got nothing else on the tube. It's these dog days of summer. That will get you through.
I hate talking about rugby and everything like that, but that's a crazy man's sport. I'm not gonna say it's a real man's sport. It's a crazy man's sport. You ain't wearing pads and getting knocked around. I would not play that sport.
This
Sorry.
Is coming from the NFL record holder for most rushes in the game.
So yeah, but I had
crazy
pads
man
on.
Sport.
I had pads.
I know.
On.
I know. Pads.
Hey, they got those the things that cover their ears sometimes.
Sometimes
your ear explodes.
Yeah, just, you know, sometimes that's the key word, right? Sometimes, yeah.
And Jamie, after hearing you talk about playing Big Ten football and having to not even get out of pain until Thursday the following week, what in the hell do these guys feel the next day when they slam into each other like that with no pads? Honest to God.
They
can't really get
right
out of bed.
You are so right, Ken. I can't believe men play this game. That's not it. I'm going to just say that you want to talk about head injuries and concussions and different things like that and break. I mean, look, to each his own. That's what I'll say.
You know, and Jamie, you hit it right on the nose. It's a crazy man's game, but I was really paying a lot of attention to dirty hits and stuff while I was watching. I didn't see any dirty hits. And they really try to line each other up shoulder to shoulder when they hit each other. They really do. So, and let me tell you what, fellas, I seen men out there that were 6'3", 6'4", 240 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating by an ounce. I seen some men with tree trunks for legs.
Exactly.
You believe it?
I mean, yeah, they're missing something when they said they were born during the day, they didn't say which day it was, and they probably don't know. But you know what? God, if you enjoy being a battering ram without pads, then God bless you, man. Go for it, my friends. But it was very interesting to watch. But now you're talking about what part of the game of Michigan do I want to really see. Guys, you're going to think I'm a little crazy about this, but I want to see who in the hell wins that quarterback job. Who's going to be our starter on September 3rd, fellas?
Agreed, Ken. I think everybody is with you on that. But outside of the quarterback position, what position are you interested in?
It's got to go to the D-line because I think the offensive line is a lot of that came back intact. You're getting a guy from Virginia who's supposed to be a great player. I just think the D-line's got something to prove. I think the Mason Grahams, the McGregors, the Mike Morrises, them kind of guys have got to show that, hey, We can play big boy football too. Now that the guys are in the pros, we can do that too. And I'm just really looking forward to it. We've got great coaching. You got a former Michigan guy coaching them up now. So with all this Michigan former players on board, it's just a beautiful thing for us. I really do. And I sure as hell hope, while we're talking that, I sure as hell hope we don't lose both CJ Carr and Dante Moore out of state, because that would really suck.
Yeah, it would be a tough one.
It would be a tough one to swallow. But that's unfortunately what it's looking like. What it's looking like right now, like you said, hopefully that's not the case. But CJ obviously already has committed. It looks like Dante, from everything that we've been hearing, that is the case, that Oregon will be where he commits. But like we've said, there's a long time before that name is on the dotted line. So even if that is the case now, hopefully it's not the case once December rolls around.
Yeah, I mean, to think they're both within 30 miles of our university, and if we couldn't get either one of them, that would not bode well, I don't think. I would not like it. And I actually got to see a local sports show up here in Lansing last night, and John Borton was on it. So I finally got to put a face to his voice after all these years. So that was pretty cool. But I'm going to let you fellas talk to some other people. Go Blue, baby.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Ken. Have a good day. Find out what day it is. Is it Tuesday? No, I'm joking.
He sounded like he knew what day it was.
I know. Yeah, I'm just messing. I'm messing. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Super Rossi. Hey, that's your cue. Did you hang up? Rossi.
Right here.
Okay.
There we go.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you, J-Mo, the pro, and to Eminem. You two fellas, what up, though? Hey, I appreciate being a part of the team, unofficially at this time, but hopefully it will be officially. Only time will tell. So here's the thing. Somebody let E know how to pronounce my name. Like, bro, what are you hooked on Ephonics on when it comes to pronouncing my name? Super Ra C-Day. Rhymes with E-Day. Ra C-Day. C-Day. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Somebody help this guy pronounce my name correctly. This is ridiculous.
Dude, we'll make Jamie get on him about that one.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't play that Rasheed Wallace stuff. You know, I like Rasheed, but my name ain't Rasheed. It's Rasheed. But anyway, thank you very much, fellas. So let me get to my quick topics real quick. One would be the Pistons, free agency, draft, Pistons. And then the other one would be Kyrie Irving. So let's go with the Pistons. Yeah, they better keep Kimbe Walker, and they better get some other good veterans. Most definitely, they need to make it happen. But hopefully, what's his name, Troy Weaver, want to try to play that card of I'm just rolling with the little 20, you know, the 20, 21 and 22 and 23 year olds, and you know, hopefully everything will look nice, be all right. I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? So. As far as getting the proper veterans in there, I think Kimba Walker is one of them. So I want to know what you guys think about that, as far as, you know, keeping Kimba Walker. And I think it's a couple of other guys over there, or a few more guys that can be over there and help the Pistons out big time, because they're going to need it. Next, I want to know what you guys think about Kyrie Irving. My thing is this. Somebody please call up the Brooklyn Nets and ask them, are you out of your freaking goofy minds? My thing is this. You're the Brooklyn Nets. Are you kidding me? Who are you? You're pretty much equivalent to the Sacramento Kings. And you think that you can actually have some type of gall or standard of saying, he missed too many games. So what? You know what? As long as he is ready for the playoffs, as long as he has Kevin Durant over there, you guys are championship contenders. You know what I'm saying? As long as, you know, they have a mutual understanding, all this going back and forth, what should we do? You know, as a matter of fact, this is what I want to hear from you guys. How do y'all feel about Jay-Z not even chiming in on this, which is kind of making me upset? Jay-Z is a part owner. Jay-Z should be chiming in on this and saying, you know, yay or nay about us, you know, about them keeping Kyrie, because I'm quite sure he's in Kyrie corner. Now, if Kyrie needs to take an option to opt out, or That's the whole key thing. Give him 5 years with an option for both parties to opt out if he misses too many games. It's simple as that. Because if he goes, KD more than likely is going to go. And if I was KD, I would leave too. Because it's just as simple as that. Give him an opt-out or give yourself an opt-out option just in case he missed too many games. But for Brooklyn to have some type of audacity, who is Brooklyn? Who is the Nets? There were nobody until those two got over there. You know what I'm saying? And then they automatically championship contenders, and then they got the nerve to act, try to act funny. And he missed too many games. We know why he missed games. It was madness, turmoil, all type of craziness going on. People dealt with it emotionally different ways, and they know this. And they know things were kind of topsy-turvy, almost upside-downy type of things that was going on. So the dude missed games not on purpose, but because of what was going on in the world, and you really can't blame him. So, but other than that, I just wanted to hear what you guys think about that. One more thing, Deshaun Watson. Even if he didn't get not one game suspension, what were they going to do about it? The only people that really cared about it pretty much is women. And they're going to talk to their husbands and say, hey, boycott the NFL. Their husband's going to look at them like, yeah, right. If they didn't get that man not one game for this civil suit, nothing felony, this civil suit, people would still go to the football games. So all this chimering, yip, yap, 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 yap. What y'all going to do about it? Are y'all going to boycott the Cleveland Browns? Not. The Cleveland Brown people are still going to be going to the games. The only people who might stop again is women. And they don't make up nowhere near the majority of NFL fans. All they're going to do is try to complain to their husband, and their husband's going to be like, yeah, okay, whatever. And that's that.
Stay off the weed.
If you would have stopped at Kyrie Irving, that would have been good. You going to Deshaun Watson, you are wrong, wrong, wrong. Women spend the dollars, my friend, whether it's with a man or not a man. They spend the mighty dollar. They are decision makers in their household. You need to go find out. Your mother bought you your first pair of shoes. I know that, Rosita. So you should know that. So don't sit there and say they don't matter. They do matter. They make decisions. They make all the decisions, basically. So you need to remember that before you say anything. And then Kyrie Irving, do you remember where Kyrie Irving was before the Nets? Do you remember he couldn't get along with the players in Boston? The two young players that he couldn't get along with? I mean, you keep moving like that, you become a journeyman. I mean, he is a great player. He didn't play enough games this year. And by the way, when you join a team, that means you become a family. That means you are willing to do anything for your family. And yes, he was wrong in not getting that shot to play basketball. That's something you need to do. They didn't go as far in the playoffs because they had no continuity. They didn't play together. I mean, Harden left I would have left because Kyrie was there for 29 games. 29 games, bruh. Come on.
It's not very
many.
That's tough. That's tough for a franchise to try and rely on the guys. So trying to break down all of Rasidé's stuff. One, the Pistons should buy out Kemba Walker because he is not going to add at the point guard position. We need to buy out that contract immediately. We have a veteran guard in Corey Joseph there for that purpose. Kyrie, he's backed himself into a corner where if the Lakers won't do a sign-and-trade and he does opt out, I think the most he can sign with the Lakers for is the exception, which is like $6 million. So he's put himself in a tough position. And then, yeah, obviously with the Deshaun stuff, again, you're in this league, which it's a privilege to play in that league. There is a certain way you need to conduct yourself. And again, even though, like you said, it's been now all of those 20 of the 24 cases have been settled, there is a way that you need to conduct yourself. And when you don't, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. And so again, this one, it's not quite over just yet, but I do think we have that suspension looming here sooner rather than later.
734-998-1050. Let's go to Mark in Ann Arbor. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
All right. I've been listening, trying to chime in on what you guys got going on over there. I got one question for you. What is the story behind Juwan Howard's son coming to Michigan for basketball? Is that a problem? I heard some things on the internet. I'm not sure. I'm trying to get it clarified.
Is it a problem?
I don't think there's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a problem. I think what you're talking about is that Juwan said when he turned down the Lakers twice, he said, I'm going to coach. I'm not leaving anywhere. I get a chance to coach my sons. I think that was a problem because people said, well, you got to coach. You're coaching the whole team, not just your sons. But he said he reiterated all of these guys are like my sons. So I'm just there. I don't think there's a problem.
Okay. Well, scuttlebutt is, does he deserve a scholarship? Why is he getting a scholarship? I'm like, the guy's a good player. He deserves a scholarship. Am I wrong?
Are we talking about Jet? Are we talking about Jet?
Yeah.
Oh, Jet deserves a scholarship. Trust me, Jet deserves a scholarship.
I think people are about to lose their minds when they see Jet play.
Right. I mean, I don't get it. I'm like, why are we complaining about good players and good athletes and then say, I don't get it. I'm confused. It kind of got me confused.
Yeah, I hadn't seen too much of that. But if anything, yeah, Mark, we got ourselves a hell of a good one coming in, and there ain't no issues. We'll take. I wish he had a few more sons that he could send our way.
Right, that's what I thought. I'm like, that's a good idea. You know, you got a good coach, you got some talent, you got the size, you got the ability. That's what we want. Why would anybody complain about it? But if you look on the internet, you'll find people are complaining about him having a scholarship to play at Michigan. I'm like, wait a minute. Every scholarship player is not great, but are they deserving of the opportunity? Some, yes. You know, Jamie, you being one, 160 pounds, 5'5", or whatever. but wow. You got the opportunity.
I'm shorter, but
to show
lighter.
Yourself worthy. I mean, you can't count somebody out before they get on the court. So I was just calling about that, guys. I know it's a different subject than you guys were talking about. But I want to get back to what, you know, the program being built up to be what it can be. And I think it looks good from what, you know, what Howard has done, the people he's recruiting, the players that are coming in, and also with football. Why are people being so skeptical? Why can't we just settle in and say, okay, we're back and we're going in the right direction?
Because until we have it all, we always want more, Mark. That's how it always is with Michigan. Until we're the best, until we're number one and there's nobody on top of us, we're always going to have something to strive for.
And let's be honest, a lot of the people that you probably hear from, Mark, a lot of them are pessimistic as it is anyways. They like the doom and gloom philosophy quite a bit. We want to try and make sure that we give you that we keep it straight with you. That's all.
Yeah, I just think we got a good program. I think we're building the program. We're getting to the next level that everybody said, okay, we're not Alabama, we're not Clemson, we're not this. I think we're getting there. And by doing that, everybody seems to, you know, kind of chop our legs down. It's not necessary. We are building the program. Juwan's building the program. Harbaugh building the program. Softball. Basketball, baseball, I mean, all the sports, we're doing well. Why are people cracking on us so hard? I don't get that. I just don't get that. So if you can respond to that, I'd appreciate it.
Mark, we appreciate the phone call. I just think there's a lot of Michigan haters out there sometimes too, or people just doubt it. I mean, that was, you know, maybe it could be luck. Maybe they just don't believe it until you get to the mountain. You got to get to the mountain a couple times. Exactly.
His first son came and should have been a scholarship player, and we had him as a walk-on to start. That's not enough that he paid one of those tuitions. They want him to pay two of them? Come on, man. And again, you watch these guys play. You know that they are deserving of it, and especially Jet. You watch out. There's some people who you look at those early mocks for next year's draft. I've even seen him on a few of those showing up. So, listen, he is going to be legit. But, yeah, again, both those programs are in good hands. We can always be doing better. We always want to strive for the best. But a lot of that negativity, that's all that it is. It's just the haters just talking. You got to try and put it by the wayside, Mark.
Well, that's going to do it for the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. That'll be the last day for a couple days. But, hey, be good today. Enjoy yourself. Matt, good luck tonight. No tough injuries. Miz, we'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.